It's a pilot program. So we have to do certain steps to apply, to participate. And once we send in our application, it's still up to the state whether they will allow us to do this or not. So it's still up in the air.
Let's walk through a little bit chronologically. Mm-hmm. You went to the cities and the school districts and got their blessing. And from what I understand, there's been a couple public hearings now.
Right. And there we had the committee come in and start looking at polling places after we did our first four hearings with the cities and schools.
And you might want to talk about the composition of the committee and what its charge has been.
The committee is consists of a representative from our parties, the Republican, Democratic, and Libertarian Party, from our four entities, the two schools and the two cities, the county judge, commissioner, tax assessor, who is our VR. We've got a representative from the Hispanic Forum and the NAACP. We have a couple of committee members that do early voting. That's about it.
Before the county commission adopted the resolution at this week's meeting, there was a public hearing that was held the night before. And during that public hearing, if I understand correctly, there was some concern over the process of deciding the location of the voting centers. Not every voting location that now exists will exist in this new format.
Correct.
And is it correct that at this public hearing that that some were concerned about losing their locations?
Right. Just the one location had speakers, not any of the other had representatives at the meeting.
And this location is?
The G.W. Williams Tabernacle, which is located off Waco Street in Bryan.
And for my curiosity, what's been the voter participation at that location?
Well, it varies, as any of them do, depending on the type of election. In 2014, 122 voted out of 1,051, which is an 11.6% turnout. However, in 2013, only 51 voted out of 1,009, which is a 5.1. Some of the voters in that area voted early, but the turnout just is based on the type of election. 2014 was a governor's election. Now, in 2012, they only had 216 vote out of 1,023, which is 21%. So, again, that's not a great number, but there are some people that are getting out and coming to the poll.
Now, backing up to the broader question of how are sites going to be determined, whether they remain or whether they won't, or maybe the consideration of new locations, should the Secretary of State sign off on this voting center concept?
Well, there's always what we submit will be what we will do in November. After the November election, you know, there will be some tweaking. We're not going to say that this is the permanent list. We'll just have to see how it goes over, what kind of turnouts, go from there. It was a hard decision for the committee because, you know, not only are we looking at current locations, we looked at single-member districts for Bryan and Bryan ISD. We were looking at trying to keep the number of polling places equal between Bryan and College Station. We were looking at, you know, ADA compliant parking, you know, whether it's on a major road or not. It was not an easy determination on which ones do you not use, which ones do you use. The fact is, vote centers, we don't have the staffing or the equipment to keep them all open. If we go to vote centers, you know, something's going to have to give. Some places will not be used while others are. So it was hard for the committee to come to a consensus on, do we keep this one, do we not keep this one? And we realize, like I said, that there's going to be some tweaking. We'll have to go in. If we're approved, in the precincts that we have, you know, we may have to shuffle them a little bit. The law allows for vote centers to go down to even less. We could potentially end up with 18. That would be the bare minimum for the county.
In fact, let me butt in just
sure.
from a bigger perspective. How many voting locations are there now? How many have been recommended?
There's 36 now. There's 25 that has been recommended, and that's excluding the G.W. Williams Tabernacle. So if the committee decides to go ahead and put that one back on, you know, we have the potential going to 26. They may want to take one off, which would make it 25. So that's something we're going to have to work out.
What's the timeline for making a final decision on the locations from the committee perspective, and is that where the decision-making ends, or does that end with the county commissioners?
Well, we have to have the recommendation to the commissioners, and the application has to be in by the 20th. So the application, we have to have the vote centers in place for the application. The commissioner's court can approve them at a little bit later date. We'll have to work through that first. But if we can get a consensus, then I plan to have something on the agenda next week, if possible. If the state is not going to look at applications until August the 20th, when everybody who's going to apply gets them in, then we're not going to be in that big a rush to get the application done. But I've got to verify that with the state first.
Are you going to have the same number of election workers, just in fewer locations?
No. We'll have to staff it a little bit more than what it would be if it was just one location holding one poll and one precinct. You know, of course, we realize that if your polling place is not being used, you'll have to go to another one. So, yeah, they'll need to be more individuals.
Let me make sure I have asked the question properly.
Uh-huh.
The number of election workers with the 36 in the past,
mm-hmm.
is that going to be the same number for 25 locations? Theoretically, you're redistributing from 36 to 25. The number
there
of election workers won't go down.
There you go. And, of course, we use more people on a presidential than an off year. So, you know, the answer to your question is we'll redistribute them based on what we use for that type of election. How's that?
With the idea that you should not have to wait in line any longer just because there's going to be fewer locations.
Hopefully not, because we will also be doing the same thing with the machines. So the machines that are not being used at a location will be distributed to a vote center. So you'll have more machines and more e-poll books at the vote centers than you would, say, at a just a single precinct.
Other than the comments from those who wanted to keep the G.W. Williams Tabernacle site open, any other comments from anywhere else?
Well, there were a few there that night that talked in favor of the vote centers, and not necessarily of one in particular. There were several, you know, that said it was a good idea, that it's the wave of the future, that, you know, it will give those that are actually working closer to a vote center a chance to vote instead of rushing home. So we did get some good feedback in support of also, not just reopening one.
No one else asked to have a specific location available?
No. Mm-mm.
Going back to the site selection, was that based purely on historical turnout or other factors?
Well, what we were trying to do, not necessarily historical turnouts, but we had to keep in mind trying to get it evenly dispersed throughout the county and keeping minority boxes what we could in place without having more on one area than the other. So our main goal was to try to keep it spread out throughout the county that would give everybody a chance to get to a vote center.
And those who have been voting at the Tabernacle, where would they be going? Geographically, what would be the closest location?
Patrick Gendron was saying it was close to the Church of the Nazarene or the Arena Hall or even Castle Heights was, I think, all within 2 miles, 1.4, 1.5, something like that. So he did some measuring, and there was another lady that also spoke on that too, but those are the three that are, they're within 2 miles of the Tabernacle.
And for those voters who live in Bryan or College Station, is 2 miles pretty much an average distance, if that's been determined?
I don't know that that's been determined, but the election law says they can't drive more than 25 miles to get to a polling place.